This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Happy Thursday on the Brett Mega Show, which we are in the middle of Homecoming Spirit Week, where every single day it's a different theme. And you can follow along on our Instagram and see some of those crazy pictures and costumes that we've all been wearing and some of those inappropriate videos on our Instagram, The Brett Magus Show. We always kick off the show with a good news story, and one of some people's, and I think it's even probably mine's, biggest fear is to die alone. This happened to someone, but it turns out to be a beautiful story. I'll tell you what happened next on The Brett Magus Show.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
It definitely breaks my heart to think about somebody on their dying day just to be completely alone, just have no friends or family to surround them, and it's just a terrible feeling. Well, this story actually happened, but it has this amazing, powerful human connection and the power of good that happens. A man in Toronto was a homeless guy, and he died and passed away, and there was no one there to claim his body. So a group of volunteers wanted to make sure they gave him a proper burial and actually became the pallbearers, carried his casket, laid flowers, and even sang Amazing Grace and had a heartfelt ceremony so this person didn't feel like die alone. And it was a great moment of just human connection. The people we pass by every single day have a story, have had family, and whatever their circumstances that led them to being homeless. It breaks my heart that they would die alone, and this human connection of perfect strangers can show love and mercy still at the same time. That's your good news story for the day.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Mega Show. We've been throwing it back with high school's Homecoming Spirit Week. You can follow along with all those pictures, ridiculous videos online at the Brett Mega Show. But it's also brought us back to the lunchroom where real negotiations happen when you're trading snacks. So let's compare two all-time great snacks. Cheese stick, string cheese, or granola bars?
Ooh, okay. I'm going granola bar, and I'm hoping that my mom packed me the one that's, dipped. Quaker dipped one.
Okay, that's different, man. Bro, that's cheating. That granola bar dipped was like a candy bar. That's not even a granola bar.
No, you said granola bar.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. It was like Kudos or something like that, man. They were so good. Yeah.
If you're talking the strict granola that doesn't even have the chocolate chips, then you got to go string cheese regardless. But if you're talking a dipped granola bar, dipped all the way, baby.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even into the dipped anymore. I'm into the string cheese.
I love string cheese.
I love string cheese.
I think string cheese are the one. Granola bars are overrated. I mean, the dip thing is different. Now you're talking about almost like a candy bar. It might be competitive. But granola bars are so overrated, and string cheese are so good. And how do you bite? Do you bite it or pull it?
I was going to say, Brett, I can totally see you chomping just straight into it.
That's the best way. Didn't you get in trouble with your wife?
I got in trouble for chomping the cheese.
No, you
got
to chomp the cheese.
No, pull it.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, now for keep it moving, let's see what's trending. I just take a look at the internet because I know you're probably scrambling to get out the door, so I'll scroll through the internet for you. I'll read off some headlines and hand to you, tell me which ones I need to stop down and click on and which ones I need to keep moving on. What is TikTok doing to our brain?
Oh, probably nothing good.
Okay, so a key statistic, watching 260 videos, which will only take you 35 minutes on TikTok,
crazy,
creates a habitual pattern for the app. So just doing that, all of a sudden now you're addicted to TikTok. Mm. After 1 week of use, daily users' watch time spends to grow about 40% on average. So if you use TikTok just for a week, all of a sudden you're using it more and more. So now your addiction continues to expand, and it's decreasing your attention span rapidly.
Love that.
People who spend this much time on TikTok have higher rates of depression, anxiety, boredom, feelings of shame. Actually, nothing good comes from TikTok. That's what this study is saying.
Entertainment.
Oh, okay.
This is a good time to tell us to follow us on TikTok.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Gen Z now is raw dog and boredom.
What?
See,
I don't know that you're allowed to say that.
I don't know. Just saying the word raw dog, it is ridiculous. But this is a new thing that maybe they're trying to get away from TikTok, Hannah. Gen Z is deliberately doing nothing. No phones, no entertainment, no distractions for stretches of time. The idea is to detox from all the stimulation we get from social media. And
AB kind of does this.
They say it's good for you. It helps with creativity, self-reflection. It's like the opposite of TikTok.
I think it's just crazy to put a label on it. It's just like living.
No, it's not. Most people, if you gave them, me and Hannah are always.
But that's how it was 20 years ago, you know?
Yeah, like Hannah and I wouldn't survive. Like if you told us we could do nothing for 20 minutes and just sit there.
Yeah, you would not survive, Brett.
We would lose our minds.
Yeah.
California bans loud commercials on Netflix, Hulu, and other streaming services.
Good.
Yeah, when the levels are completely different and like scares you, like it's so annoying. Yeah.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Christy, how are you?
I'm doing good.
You sound like you're doing good. Hannah, how are you doing?
Just dandy.
Oh, she's doing dandy though, Christy.
I can't beat dandy.
But can you beat Hannah at Hannah's homeschool, Christy?
I sure hope so.
All right. Hannah's going to leave the room. We're going to ask Hannah and you the same five pop culture questions. Get on out of here, dandy Hannah. Hannah is leaving, walking out. We're going to ask you guys the same questions. When Hannah's outside the room, she can't hear the questions or the answers. We'll see who gets more right. A tie goes towards Hannah's record, okay?
Okay.
J-Lo walked the red carpet with her ex-husband, who was a producer on her most recent movie. Who was her ex?
Ben Affleck.
Yep. This artist just passed Garth Brooks to become the highest-selling country artist of all time. You know who it was?
Morgan Wallen?
It's not Morgan Wallen.
Good guess, though.
Good guess. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone just celebrated 25 years from its theatrical release. Name me one of Harry's best friends.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
He's got two best friends.
I know. I can see her.
Maybe you need to phone a friend.
I think I should probably ask AB because she's a Harry Potter fan.
I've never read or watched
Harry
Potter.
She's a reader. Oh.
I am a reader. I haven't gotten around to reading those fat books.
Don't screw it up.
One of them's a redhead.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep, I need his name.
Julia.
No, Julia.
The dude's name is Julia.
Isn't there a girl and a boy?
There's Hermione Granger and Ron Weasley.
Wow, AB.
Never would have gotten those. Okay. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I was like something peony, something like that. Yeah, Hermione.
Netflix is working on a Clue game show. Name me any of the characters from Clue.
The professor.
All right.
There is a professor. It is Professor Plum.
All right. I'll count it for you because of the Hermione. And what does NFL stand for?
National Football League.
Okay, 3 out of 5. AB lets you down. We'll see if Hannah gets these questions and gets at least 3 out of 5 next.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, we got Hannah walking back into the studio. We're in the middle of Hannah's homeschool here on the Brett Magus Show. It's a pop culture quiz game. Hannah versus Christy. Christy, how'd you feel about the questions?
I was pretty weak, Hannah.
Hannah stands outside the studio, couldn't hear Christy answer the questions weakly. And AB, tell Hannah what you did.
Got one wrong.
Yeah.
That one wrong.
Let Christy down.
She phoned a friend and
she
got it wrong?
She phoned a friend and choked.
Ooh.
It was Christy's fault, though.
I didn't choke. I just didn't know the answer, period.
Yeah. Kevin knew first and last names, so Christy phoned the wrong friend.
Ooh.
All right. Well, here we go. Same questions I asked Christy and AB. J-Lo walked the red carpet with her ex-husband, who was a producer on her most recent movie. Who was her most recent ex?
Ben Affleck.
Yep. This artist, you're a big country music fan. This artist just passed Garth Brooks, become the highest selling country artist of all time.
Ooh.
Who is the highest selling country artist of all time?
Luke Combs.
Luke Combs is correct.
Oh, wow.
Which is crazy. Luke Combs in his young career has already outsold Garth Brooks, That record has stood for a long time. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone just celebrated 25 years from its theatrical release. I can't say that word, apparently. Name me one of Harry's best friends. This is the question AB missed.
Dumbledore.
No, Dumbledore is his professor and his teacher. He's not a best friend.
Oh.
Ron
Weasley.
And yep. AB?
No idea.
You forgot it already?
Just told you. Are you surprised? That's a hard name to remember.
No, it is it's a random weird name. I thought it would stand out to her. We just asked her 3 minutes ago, and we made jokes about Hermione Granger.
Sorry.
Oh, dear. Okay, still need one more to tie here, though. Netflix is working on a Clue game show. Name me any of the characters from Clue.
Oh, boy. Sandman?
Sandman? Yeah. Oh, Sandman in the kitchen with the knife.
I've never played Clue.
You've never played Clue?
No. Clue was awesome.
Miss Scarlet, Colonel Mustard, Professor Plum.
There's the green one.
Yeah. Mr. Green.
Yeah, Mr. Green.
Creative name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've literally never played that game.
All right.
Miss White and Miss Peacock.
There, Kevin got them all. There you go.
Dang.
All right. For the win.
Okay.
A sports question. Christy did get this right. What does NFL stand for?
National Football League.
That's correct.
Woo!
3 out of 5.
Winning on sports feels so good.
Very weak tie, but a tie is a tie, and that's good enough for a win. Christy, you have to say it.
This is Christy, and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's see if we can get the Mega Mind question of the day correct here on the Brett Mega Show. Women say these two things are the top two things they splurge on. What do you splurge on, Hannah?
Easy. They're together. Hair and makeup.
Hair and makeup.
I like that.
Okay.
I think it's clothing and shoes.
Clothing and shoes.
Another thing that goes together. I don't really know what a typical girl splurges on, to be honest. So I'm going to say what I splurge on, which is fast food and video games.
No, you were the farthest
off. I'm a teenage boy. Literally.
Yeah, that is a teenage boy thing. Yeah, what is wrong with you? No. And I'm honest, Kevin's probably the closest, ladies. Okay. Way to represent women, Hannah,
no,
AB.
No.
855-444-MEGA. If you think you know what women, these are the top two things they splurge on. 855-444-6342. Texting your guesses. The answer's coming your way next.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. Women say these are the top two things they are likely to splurge on.
Ooh,
Kevin was the closest with all the women in the room.
Yeah, and yeah. I said clothes and shoes.
Okay, let's go through the text line. Titus texted in and said coffee and purses. Love that. Another person said home goods and coffee. The musician family texted in and said nails and skincare. Reggie and Ian said purses and shoes. Teacher Suzanne says Amazon and social media.
No, none of these.
Someone texted in aftershave.
Aftershave. What are y'all doing?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's flowers and jeans.
That is the biggest lie. Those are two things that you buy like once a year.
That's why they splurge. They get one nice pair of jeans. And then flowers are just expensive. So women like flowers.
I don't know about that.
The flower hack, though, is just go to Trader Joe's. That's the best place for flowers. Trader Joe's has the best flowers. And then y'all just buy one pair of jeans, and I know they ain't cheap. Unless you just go to American Eagle like Kevin over
I get my flowers at Costco, by the way.
Someone is not wearing jeans because someone's not wearing anything. Find out who's naked in the studio now, next. The most interesting week on the Brett Mega Show continues, and someone in the studio is naked, and it's AB. If you want to see AB naked, go to our Instagram.
Better be flooded with followers.
First time we ever got guy followers. Like, no guy follows our Instagram account. It's like all these guys are like, oh, I'm going to go follow the Brett Mega Show on Instagram. Let us explain why. So every single day during Homecoming Spirit Week, we pick out a different theme. And we've been dressing in different themes from biggest pop culture moments to Zoom call days. Today is our favorite reality TV show day. And I clearly am my idol. I'm the only person I think in America that still watches this show, even though it's on 49 seasons. I'm Jeff Probst, guys.
You crushed it. You did. You look very Survivor-ish.
I even got the necklace. I got a Survivor hat. I got the Probst, whatever type of shirt he likes
to
wear. Cargo shirt. Yeah. Cargo pants.
There's zippers on his shirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You never know what you need in Fiji, okay, guys?
True.
I love Survivor. Somehow it gets really good ratings, but I'm the only person I know that watches it. It's like
my wife. It kind of looks like something you'd wear. Like, you look regularly. Like a zookeeper.
Yeah.
Those things should not come in the same sentence. This looks like something you should wear. The same as a zookeeper.
I mean, am I far off? I don't think I'm far off. I mean, you wouldn't wear that shirt.
Thank you. Thank you.
Or that necklace.
You jerk.
I could see him wearing it.
Kevin.
So I couldn't dress up as Terry Crews.
The love of my life.
So I decided to dress as Simon Cowell.
All right. Is that your British accent?
I have a terrible Simon. I can't do his I can't do his accent. I sound like I'm Australian. I'm right, mate. But I'm afraid it's a no.
You look good, Kev.
Thank you. Thank you.
You would get sent to whatever they send people in America. He does America's Got Talent.
Yes,
now, right?
Yes, yeah.
You would get a ticket to Hollywood back American Idol style.
Right, yeah.
Now, you two couldn't be completely different, Hannah and AB, which is very standard for you two. Hannah, you are all glammed up. Why?
I am dressed up as the Bachelorette or Bachelor. Haven't figured out which one yet.
If you're competing or the men are competing for you, they compete for you, girl.
Yeah.
You're not part of that group of 20.
Haven't figured that out yet. I am currently wearing my niece's senior year prom dress. It doesn't fit,
Where does it not fit, Hannah?
Especially in the upper boob region. I guess the she's more filled out in the breast than I am. So there's quite a large gap. So I'm like holding it tight to me because I'm embarrassed.
And you even got the rose.
I do have a rose.
Yeah. All glammed out. And then, AB, why are we looking away? Because you're naked.
I am naked and afraid. So use your imagination.
And we are naked and afraid to look. Kevin and I.
I'm wearing like a full muscle suit thing that we just had at my house. I put some leaves in my hair. I crimped my hair so it looks a little wild today. And then I'm wearing leaves as the bottom.
And nothing else. And Kevin and I are not looking HR. We are not looking.
I've
never
seen so much leg on you.
Yeah, it's a lot of legs.
You got a lot of legs.
Hannah looks down and she sees...
I see a lot of legs.
She sees the bushes.
Right.
My gosh.
So it's the golden buzzer for me.
If you want to see it for yourself, all the guys, follow. Go to our Instagram, The Brett Maga Show. And the Naked Girls brought in an item for show and tell. Where she hid it, we have no idea. We're about to find out next. Man, Homecoming Spirit Week is so much fun. We got girls dressed in full-on glam, like they're going to prom, and girls who are completely naked and making Kevin and I blush and look away.
Making us a little afraid.
Making us a little afraid. You can go to our Instagram if you want to see AB naked on the Brett Maga Show. Follow away. And you can go there and see what AB has brought for her show and tell item. During Homecoming Spirit Week, when we dress in the different themes, we're taking it back to school and doing like old school show and tell where you bring an item in and tell us all about it.
I brought in my blankie.
We've heard so much about the blankie.
So I actually have three of these because it was one big blanket, and then I would drag it around the house when I was really little and collect dust. So my mom cut it into four pieces. Weird. And we lost the four pieces like 10 years ago, but this is my blankie. And I brought the one that has a square cut out of it. Because when I was younger, we got a bag and they said, bring something in this bag for show and tell, but it has to fit in the bag.
Oh, so you cut your
blankie? And my blankie didn't fit in the bag, so I cut a square of it because I really wanted everyone to see it. Oh, so I specifically brought this
one. So this item, this isn't its first show and tell.
No,
this
it's not. It's been shown around.
Yeah, it's been an experience show and tell. So tell everyone a little bit beyond just like it being a childhood blanket. Mm-hmm. What does that blanket mean to you?
I mean, I still sleep with it every single night. Hannah's seen it before.
I've seen Blanky. I've touched Blanky. I think I've snuggled Blanky before.
Yeah.
Blanky travels with you
everywhere.
Do you hold Blanky? Like, while
I put it up against like in my shoulder. I don't use a pillow when I sleep. I've talked about that before, and everyone thinks I'm insane.
She sleeps flat, just straight up on the bed.
I use my blankies like as a pillow.
And that blankie is like paper thin.
Yes.
My wife does the same similar thing. Her childhood blanket's like in shredded in pieces, and she stuffs it like in her pillow. Mm-hmm. And then when she's like stressed or whatever, she like will take it out and hold it while she sleeps or needs comfort. But you hold it every night.
Every night.
And your mom has told us, though, you'll bring it to like big occasions.
Every once in a while, like if I was having really bad anxiety or something, I would just like stick it in my backpack or like it's been in my work bag before just so I know that it's there.
Just working with us has brought you a lot of stress.
Just every single day it's in my bag.
You're like a real life Linus from Peanuts. You know, where you carry the blanket around everywhere you go.
Proudly.
And it's blue just like his.
Yeah. That's a pretty funny reference. Yeah. Really special meaning. It's funny because all of us brought in like something really that had a lot of meaning and told a big story from where we were. If you want to see all of those items or AB's blanket or her naked and afraid, whatever excuse it takes for you to get us to follow us on Instagram, just go to our Instagram, The Brett Maga Show on Instagram.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood, a hashtag baby. It's ready, so here we go.
Neither Taylor Swift, Swifties, or myself has rested for the past week ever since the drop of The Life of a Showgirl, Taylor Swift's brand new album. She's had so many different things go on surrounding it. She's been like doing all these TV interviews, radio interviews. She's just been going crazy. And last night she continued on with all that and actually went on with Seth Meyers. And this interview kind of struck me a little bit differently. Maybe it's just because we've gotten so much Taylor recently that I feel like a lot of people have asked her like the hard-hitting questions about like details of her engagement and stuff. And last night felt like, you know, kind of like a sigh of relief. Like it was kind of like light and playful. And right out of the gate, naturally, Seth congratulated Taylor on her album release. And we actually got to hear how she celebrated the album drop and kind of her true feelings behind
that. This is my first album release where I've got like
I've got my mom, my dad, and my brother with me the whole album release. I work with my mom and my brother. So it's like, it's just been kind of the most joyful album release I've ever had. And you guys have everything to do.
I love that. So she got to celebrate with her family, it feels like. And this was one that you can just tell she's really proud of. She said that in interviews before. Like, she's gotten criticism, but she's like, she stands on business that she loves this album.
It's so fun. One time I interviewed Ed Sheeran, and we kind of like had this conversation about like those people that release art and then they go on these like press tours, and he tours by himself. He doesn't like have a band or anyone with him. And so he said one time he did that and he didn't bring his friends with them and he didn't bring family with them. And he said by the end of the tour, he was so lonely. He felt like he was gravitating towards like drinking more, anything just to like numb him. And doing those type of tours, because you're just surrounded by strangers, you need to be surrounded by friends and family. And it's so cool that Taylor's able to do that.
Yeah, with her entire family. And then kind of the rest of the interview, we got to hear kind of like behind the scenes funny stories about Taylor and Travis. And personally, my favorite one that I want you guys to hear about is at one of the Eras tours. Taylor was saying like she had FOMO and everything because she looked over at the tent. There were all these big celebrities in there, and Travis had really been wanting to meet Greta Gerwig. He like admired her. And what actually ended up happening is Travis mistook someone else for being Greta Gerwig.
Yeah, Greta Gerwig is the director of Barbie.
Yeah.
Travis, here's a video of you with Greta. It feels like she thought the joke was funny. He goes, oh, that's not Greta. Is there any chance at all, baby, that you complimented Hugh Grant's wife, Anna, on her movie Barbie, said, I'm just Ken too, and she politely nodded because she didn't have the heart to tell you. She didn't direct it. And is there any chance that the people that look like soulmates are Hugh Grant and his soulmate?
Right.
I love that.
I love this story. This is so fun. And I just think it's also like so refreshing that like even celebrities can like make mistakes. Like, you would have thought that like since he admired Greta Gerwig, he would have known what she looked like. And he was so drunk and excited that he mistook her. And that's just so funny.
I do think like she was doing a lot of press around Barbie, but not like if you walk Greta Gerwig around the office, people probably would not recognize her.
Right,
in Travis' defense, but so many people are sharing the video that she's kind of referring to of them dancing, and Travis is just lit, like having the best time ever.
Yeah.
And he's like literally side by side with her, like, oh, that was Greta.
He had no idea. So last night was just a super fun interview on Seth Meyers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
DSW.
birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
I think it was a great way to kind of close out this press tour she's been doing.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby, it's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
I totally accidentally told on a kid. I became a narc, guys. But did I do the right thing? If you lose your phone and you find someone's phone, what are you supposed to do? If you find someone's lost phone, or if you lose your phone, do you want someone to call it? Do you want someone to grab it? Do you want someone to turn it in? What are you supposed to do? 855-444-6342. I want you to tell me, parents, did I do the right thing when I accidentally kind of told on a kid for losing their phone? 855-444-MEGA. So yesterday, took my kid to swim class. After swim class, we go over to the park. And we walk up, and no one's at the park, which is pretty rare, actually. And I see sitting down at, right next to one of the swings, someone's phone.
Ooh.
And I didn't know what to do. I'm like, oh, what do I do? Do I leave it? Because a lot of people have the Find My iPhone, and they can track it. So I didn't want to, like, take it. But you can't, like, turn it into a lost and found.
Right.
And then I just feel like a huge jerk if I leave this person's phone. Like, what? Dude, you just left a phone sitting in a park. It could have been stolen. It could be broken. Like, you should do something with it. And then I thought of this genius idea. I asked Siri to call. And so I can see, like old text messages. I couldn't read them, but I could see, like, people that have texted them. So I saw, like, mom had texted the phone. I didn't know as a kid. Could have been an adult that has their mom and their phone under mom or whatever. And so I just said, hey, Siri, call mom. And so Siri did. It called mom.
Oh, awesome.
Whoa.
And mom, oh, my phone's actually, Siri's going off. Chill out, Siri. And so then mom answers, like, hello? And I'm like, hey. And I'm like a strange man in a park.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sure she loved that.
And I'm like, hey, I found this phone. Oh, really? So-and-so left their phone? And I'm like, yeah, I'm at the park. And then she's like, okay, I'll make sure I get a hold of him somehow, and he'll come get it. Like, less than 2 minutes later, this kid comes rolling up on his bike. He's like, hey, man, did you see a phone? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, ooh, thanks, dude. And I was like, well, just so you know, I called your mom. And, like, he's like, no, you didn't. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, yeah. And he was like, oh, she's going to be so pissed, man. And I'm like, I didn't mean to tell on you. Ooh. And he's like, thanks, man. You could just see the look on his face, like he's going to get in trouble for leaving his phone behind. But if I just would have waited a few more minutes,
he would have been back to get it anyway.
And then he would have never told his mom, but now his mom knows that he left his phone at the park.
Oof. Yeah, I don't know that I would have gotten involved like that. I would
I thought
have
it was
loved,
a genius I would for have, calling
It
suit.
Was. I will give you props. That was super creative, but I have the evermost faith in the Find My iPhone app that it would have been found regardless.
Really? Should have just stayed in my
without
lane?
Without the kid getting grounded and the brakes beat off of him probably when he got home.
I think it's great. I think what you did was, I mean, very noble, a great thing, because you can't go to a lost and found to turn it in, and you were able to at least call somebody, and you now know that it's now in the right hands.
He would have found it anyway.
I don't think so. You know, not
you don't
always.
Know how that app works, Kevin. You can find anything anywhere.
I don't know. I think you did the right thing.
Really?
I think that was really smart. I would never have thought of that because
See?
I always turn my Siri off because I find her very annoying.
Same.
So I'm glad this person had their Siri on.
See, I thought I was
I don't
like,
think he's glad it was on.
I was like, another situation where I didn't panic. I just worked through it. And then all of a sudden, you just see the look on the kid's face like, oh, dude, thanks a lot,
He's probably
bro.
Not allowed to go to the sleepover this
All right, did I do the right thing? And if someone were to find a phone, What would you want them to do? Anyone find your phone? Like, what? Why did you take it? Leave it where it's supposed to be. What do you do? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. Help me out. I think I accidentally narked on someone. I'm a tattletale now, guys. It's the Brett Mega Show. What do you do if you find someone's phone? Should you just leave it be because most people have to find my iPhone and just mind your own business? Should you pick it up and turn it in? Should you take it somewhere? How do you handle the situation? And have you ever lost your phone? Someone find it, and how do they handle the situation? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. I was telling you, I found a phone at the park. No one else was there. It was just me and my kids at the park, and I didn't know what to do. I'm like, should I just leave it? Let it just be? But then I felt like a jerk if I just leave it. So I said, saw like a most recent text was from mom. And so I was like, call mom. Called mom. Mom's like, oh, my son left his phone. A few minutes later, kid comes rolling back up on his bike. He had circled back around, realized he had forgotten his phone. And I just told his mom was pissed, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know if I handled the situation the right way or not. Leslie, do you think I handled the situation properly?
I do. I think you did. I would like someone to do that for me.
So you'd want to have someone call you? Have you in that situation?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What about the Find My iPhone thing? Don't you think people would have just used that?
Sometimes, yes, but my daughter left her, it's been a while, but her iPhone somewhere. And when I said, well, let's see if we can locate it, she said, Mom, I turned my iPhone, my Find My iPhone off. Mm. And I said, why would you do that?
Well, that's right. Another story. She might have snuck out or something.
Yeah, so she never really explained to me why she did it.
Yeah.
But we lost that phone.
And the phone could die. Like, I didn't really check the battery life. The phone could die at any time. And then I just feel like it was the right thing to do. You know what one of the times happened to me is I was in the middle of a parade. And this is before, like face lock and things like that on your iPhone and stuff like that. And someone called me after the parade and said, hey, I found your phone. While I was in the parade, someone found my phone that I left to jumping off the floats and stuff like that. Found my phone in the middle of the parade, and we had a meet up to go get my phone from somebody.
Who'd they call?
They called, like, my wife. They called, like,
recent
numbers.
Whoa.
And I was so happy they did that. But then I did think, like, man, what if I call someone and I'm not supposed to be calling them? Like, I just thought, well, like, when you see the text messages.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
Right? Like, yeah. You just call someone, they're like, leave me alone, like, or something. Like, I was like, I didn't know what kind of trouble I was about to get into.
That could go wrong.
There's a text, Hannah?
Yeah, someone just said, in the crazy and almost not honest world we live in, I think you did the right thing. Phones today are super expensive, and losing one isn't cheap to replace anymore. So they think you saved that kid. I think you got the kid in trouble.
I could have got the kid in trouble. I could have also sold that phone on the black market and finally paid my mortgage.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.